Tonight's shir siman reish and zayin sif aleph and sif beis siman reish and zayin dinei hatmanas chamin. The halachas of insulating hot food sif aleph. Ein toimnim b'shabbos afil v'dovish einu mosif hevel. On Shabbos itself, it's forbidden to do atmono. You may not insulate a pot of food on Shabbos, even if the insulation does not increase the heat. Al besofich hashicha toiv nimbo. But when it's ben hashmoshos, when we don't know if it's dark yet or not, then you can insulate. Vein toiv medomos of havelafil mibodyom. But you may not insulate with something that adds heat, even if it's erev Shabbos. Ve'im hitmin bedover hamos of havel. If he did insulate with something that adds heat, hatav shel oser, then the food that he insulated is forbidden. Afil b'di'eved im b'di'eved. V'davka b'tzonein sh'nischameim o sh'nistamek v'yafalo. When do we say that if you did it, it's oser im b'di'eved? If it was cold when you insulated it, and then it warms. Or, even if it was warm, but it continues to improve as it heats. Avol be'oimed b'chamimuso k'sha'ar rishona mutter. But if he insulated something which was warm to begin with, and it's keeping it warm, so then b'di'eved it's mutter. Let's stop here and see Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says called Alf ein toinu v'chulu. This is a gezeira. La'achash and espashal hatavshul, after the food was cooked, roitzel hatmino, bedavash yishmachumo. He wants to wrap it up and insulate it in something to keep its heat. Kagon bekarim, kisasois, kadoma, like pillows and blankets and the like. V'asu la'asus came b'Shabbos. It's forbidden on Shabbos to do that. The time of the reason is, the shema yimsa oz kadei rasot sonenes. He may find, before he insulate it, that the pot isn't that hot. The pot's cold. V'yarticho. And he's going to cook it up. T'chai mishum avashal. So he's over in his abishal. Even according to the opinion that this is not an iser bishul, because it was once cooked before, there's still a gezeira shema yichamemeh al gabei ha'esh. He may heat it on the flame, v'yichat debegecholim, and stoke the coals, v'yischai mishum mavir, and then he's over an iser of making a fire. Sifkod beis al besofech hashicha, but if it's only been a shmashos. Look at Siman Reish Samach Aleph in the Ramah, what we wrote over there. The Ramah writes over there, the Zman of Ben Hashmoshes is about a quarter hour after sunset. So it's basically the first 15 minutes after sunset that one would be allowed to insulate in a towel or a blanket, a pot that was cooked beforehand. Sifkot and Gimel. So you can insulate during Ben Hashmoshes. To stop there is Ben Hashmoshes Rois Chois Hain, because the average pot during twilight is piping hot. For Lekele Migza HaGezerah Hanal. So there's no room for the Gezerah. We're not afraid you do Bishul, you're not afraid you'll do Chitu Gechon. Sifka and Dalt. However, you may not insulate Bedavar with something which adds heat. Bedavar V'chulu. Hainu Litzorich Shabbos. Even though you want to use it for Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it. Avletzerich Matzoy Shabbos. Let's say I want to insulate for Matzoy Shabbos. Muchach, Yisimen Rish Tafresh Tes B'Hagosh Shom. We find in the Ramon Hilchos Yom Kippur, the Eimat Minim B'Chol Gavni. We don't do the Hatmona even if you want to eat it after Shabbos, after Yom Kippur. Kein Kosa Bogad Avom, so writes the Bogad Avom. Ach Tomazah, but there's a kash in it. Umask, he concludes, the Rak Chumahu, it's only a Chumash, no Agu Kein, the minute they had a Chumah, this is the practice, but Medina, it's not an actual halacha. Look in the Levush and Yerab, what they write about this. According to them, they would hold you can insulate before Shabbos for after Shabbos. It's not even a minute to be strict. You can't insulate with something which adds heat. We're afraid he'll insulate in smoldering ash, and there'll actually be coals in there, and then he'll come to stoke those coals in Shabbos. Sifkan Vav. You can't even do it Erev Shabbos, because the people got them rights. Even if you insulated early in the morning, Erev Shabbos, Friday morning, before Chatzos, It's an iser if he allows it to continue into Shabbos. He doesn't take it out before nightfall, which in our case is always Shkiyas Achama. Sifkan Zayin, Oshen Itzdamik. This is for things that were cold and heated up, or things that continue to cook and are better as they cook. Perish in the diyevit as far as b'diyevit. Avachadchila also feel b'stamik v'rado. However, l'chadchila you cannot do insulating even if the continuing cooking is bad for it. Moshe Kosev b'siv zayin as is written in siv zayin. Sifkan ches ba'omed b'chami muso v'chulu. If he insulated something that was warm, then b'diyevit it would be mutter. Hatam, the reason it's mutter b'diyevit, the halo ahani ma'asov klal, because his actions didn't really make a difference. V'kaza magen avram, du'adin hamatim b'shavs d'dover she'enim mosif hevel, d'shor b'diyevit. Magen avram writes, the same is true, if he inserted on Shabbos with something that does not add heat, you're not allowed to do it, but if he did it, d'shor b'diyevit, it's mutter b'diyevit. Aval gav d'osa isura. Even though he did an iser, the enu ella oimid b'chami muso, because here too he's just keeping it warm. So if you insulate with a dover that's moisiv hevel erev Shabbos, if the thing that you insulated was warm to begin with, then even though it's aser, but with the avid you can use it on Shabbos. So to the insulate on Shabbos with something which isn't moisiv hevel, but the avid it's mutter. The Ramah says, Yesh oimim, some say, tim shochach ve'hitmim b'shoigig b'dav masiv hevel, shor lechol. That if someone forgot and did not mona b'shoigig with something which adds heat, it would be mutter to eat. Ve'yesh oimim d'kol ze'enu oser el k'sh'ois l'tzerch laila. Others say the iser is only if the food is for Friday night. Aval k'sh'mat min l'tzerch machar, but if the insulation is for Shabbos morning, mutter l'hatmin mibad yoim, that you would be allowed to insulate on Friday with something which adds heat, since you're not going to eat it until Shabbos morning. We could rely on this, but it should not be a habit. So this is not something you can do on a regular basis. We don't pass like this yeshom on a regular basis. And it's a chatchili, we don't rely on it. But the yeved, we could be samech. Mishnah Berurah of Kontes. Yesh omim dim shachach v'chulam. V'hu adin im shagag b'din. The same is true if he made a mistake in halacha. V'savah shemutu gam zeh shoygig mitu. He thought it's mutu. That's also called a shoygig. Sifkan yud shori le'achol. It will be allowed to eat the food. Tama yesh omim hu. The reason of this yesh omim is the sviru they hold that mana shav b'zeh l'shehiyah. We should compare hat mana to shehiyah. We should compare insulating to leaving on the stove to cook. The pasuk of mechar b'le'el b'reishon gimel sifalt mechar pasuk before reishon gimel. If a person forgot and left it on the stove, even if the food gets better as it cooks, it's allowed to eat. That the Magen Avraham, Taz, and Groh all agree, the Shulchan Aruch argues on this. Shulchan Aruch holds that even b'shogeg it's aser to eat until Matzei Shabbos comes. That's why he didn't specify and make any distinctions. However, in case of need, one could rely on this yesh om in the Ramah. Because many achronim do lean that way. Especially if it was fully cooked. Because anyway, there are those who are leaning in such a case in Siv Zayin and Ramah. So we will not be machmer b'diyev b'shoigig. The mechaber asked b'shoigig too by davar ha'moisef hevel, even in the day of Shabbos. But l'maisa, the Ramah brings a shita of Yimekel, and when I say we could rely on that shita. Sifkaton yud aleph. Some say that this is only if you do hatmana for Friday night, but not for Shabbos morning. Ala kishmama v'chulu. Hatam, the reason is, the ikim asher osu l'hatam moisef hevel. The reason why the Chacham said not to insulate with things that add heat, because we're afraid you're going to do the hatmana with ash, with coals, and you'll end up stoking the coals. But since you're doing this for the Shabbos morning meal, So this Yeshom holds, we're not worried about such a gezera. It's not like you're hurrying to get it ready for Friday night. It's for Shabbos morning. The next words are da'afilu im lo yagia hatavshol. And I believe it really should read va'afilu lo higia hatavshol. And that's how Shoyin Halachas brings it. Even if the food has not yet reached the Machal Ben Dursoi, Yispashel Mameh L'Klal Lailo, so it'll cook overnight. L'Yovel Chatos, you're not going to bother doing Chitu, you're not going to stoke the coals because you don't need it for that night. You don't need it for the next day. V'adin D'Svilu L'Yesh Omer Hazeh. And similarly, this Yesh Omer holds, the Mutr L'Hatmin Bin Yispashel Kol Tzorko, that if it's fully cooked, you're allowed to insulate. There's no reason to stoke the coals. So if it was fully cooked, he would hold you can do hatmani even for Friday night. That's the opinion that's lenient later in Siv Zayin in the Ramah. So if you have reason to believe that there's no point of stoking the coals, then there'd be no gezeir of hatmani medavar b'sif hevel erev Shabbos. Sifkan yudbeis lo yehi ragil. One should not rely on this view on a regular basis. Mashma dimu ragil, the implication is that if he does it regularly, af b'diyevet asur, then even b'diyevet will say it's asur. But Tom, the reason is, the me'ikr hadin ain lehem mokam le'yesh omer. Me'ikr hadin, there's no place for this yesh omer. Kosh ha'kosav ha'groa, shai poskim, the Vilna Gaon, other poskim write it. Where do you find a chilek? It says you can't do hatmana, but davar b'sif hevel. You can make a chilek if it's a Friday night or Shabbos morning. V'chein kosav da yesh mekila, come on, ain lehem mokam hadin. He says later also, the other Yesh Mekim, there's no Mokar in Din. Ulakach, Kasev Shom, there are more, Din Lino came B'Sham, because that's what Amor says, this is not something we're going to do widespread. This is not a widespread practice. Se'if Beis, Afilu Tavshul Shein Espashul Kol Tzarkoy, Asur Lahatm B'Shabbos, Afilu B'Dav Shein Emosiv Hevel. Even foods that are fully cooked, you may not insulate on Shabbos, even though the insulation does not add heat. You cannot take the chicken soup Friday night and wrap it up in a towel so you'll have it later on. You can't do that. But if you want to put things on top of the cooked food to keep it safe from mice, or it shouldn't get filthy with dirt, sure, that's okay. That's not insulating to warm. It's just protecting it. Like covering a pot. Look back in Rishon Gimel. There's no iser to cover a pot. There's no iser mona to cover a pot. Sifkad Yud Gimel. Asur lahatmin b'shabbos v'chulu. You cannot insulate even something fully cooked. Mikol mokum b'diyevet shari. But if you did it b'diyevet is mutter. V'chanal b'sifkad n'ches. Like we said before in Sifkad n'ches, that b'diyevet, even though you do an iser, it doesn't asur because it didn't get you anything because the food was ready to eat and hot anyway. Sifkan Yudal, Lasum Kalim Khulu. You're allowed to place items on top of the pot to protect it. Haino Afilu Begadim, even clothing. Shema Mida Mesachom Shalakadera. They will actually keep it insulated. Shlo Yitzhak, not to cool off. Afilu Hachishar, it's still mutter. That's not his intent. His goal is not to insulate, his goal is to protect it. And therefore, that's acceptable. That's why it's permitted to put pot covers on top of your pot to keep it protected. The question the notes ask is, can I do at mana b'davar b'sif hevel to protect it? So Shlomo Zalman always said that's also. Shlomo Zalman said that you can't do. That you can't do. Davar b'sif hevel you can't do. The notes bring the Shuvah Sigris Moshe, that it's mutter to put the pot cover on the pot, because you have to keep it protected, even though it keeps the items warm inside the pot. And then you get to the question of whether or not you can wrap food in aluminum foil and put it on top of a pot to warm, something cold. On Shabbos, you're allowed to put a cold, fully cooked food on top of a pot to warm. What if it's wrapped in foil? So the notes bring different views, whether that should be considered hatmana or not. Your Moshe says that the fact that it's wrapped in foil could be considered a hatmana, it's a problem. And Shlomo Zalman says, no, the intent of the foil is not to warm it, it's to keep it clean. If you want to keep the food protected, you put it in the foil. So one of the Sforim says that that's one layer of foil is fine. Two layers is asa. Because the second layer is insulating. The first layer is all you need to protect it. To double wrap, that would be hatmana. Single wrap would be okay. Double wrap would not be okay.